Yeah, data privacy, right? It's like everywhere you look, another data breach, another headline. It definitely gets you thinking about where all that information is going. So, in this deep dive, we are going to dig into the CCPA, the California Consumer Privacy Act, with you using these training materials you sent us. Should be interesting.
Definitely.
Okay, so the CCPA, it all started in California back in 2018, right? Went live a couple years later in 2020. And this wasn't just some random law they passed.
Right.
There was a lot of public concern about data privacy, especially after those big tech company scandals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's really interesting is that the CCPA, it wasn't just a California thing. It really had a ripple effect all across the country. Businesses were kind of forced to rethink how they handle data, realizing this is becoming a national issue.
It seems like where California goes, the rest of the U.S. follows, right?
Austin,
So
yeah.
CCPA comes along. It's supposed to give Californians more control over their personal data. But what does that actually look like in practice?
So the CCPA gives people a few really important rights. For example, the right to know.
Okay.
Basically, Californians can ask companies, like straight up, what information are you collecting about me and what are you doing with it? It's all about transparency.
No more hiding in the fine print.
Exactly. Then there's the right to delete.
Okay.
If someone doesn't want a company holding their data, they can just ask them to delete it.
Makes sense.
I mean, there are a few exceptions, of course, like if there are, legal holds or if there's an investigation or something, but it's a big step toward giving users more control.
Right, you can't just wipe out data that might be needed for like a criminal investigation, for example.
Exactly.
What about that whole data selling issue? I know that was a big deal a while back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's where the right to opt out comes in.
Yeah.
Californians now have the right to say, nope, you can't sell my data. There's a
Interesting.
big shift and forced a lot of companies to rethink their whole business model,
Oh, absolutely. A game changer for sure. Now, these training materials you sent over, they really emphasize how important training became for all these businesses to actually become CCPA compliant.
Yeah.
Like tons of training. Why was that such a big focus?
Well, because training was essential, not just to avoid legal issues, but to actually build a culture of respect for data privacy. It wasn't enough to just go through the motions. This was about creating a real change in how these organizations viewed and managed people's data.
Interesting. So it's not just about checking the boxes, it's about really changing mindsets.
Exactly.
I noticed these training materials don't just cover what needs to be taught, but also who needs to be involved at every level.
Right.
They really hammer home the importance of leadership buy-in. It's not enough for the higher-ups to just talk about CCPA compliance. They have to actually demonstrate it.
Absolutely. It's critical for getting everyone else on board. If leadership isn't taking data privacy seriously, no one else will.
Actions speak louder than words, as they say. The
Exactly.
materials also talk about the engineering and tech teams, the people who are actually building the systems that'll handle all this data. It sounds like they need to be just as fluent in CCPA regulations as they are in code.
For sure. They're the ones building the safeguards.
Right.
So they need to understand the regulations inside and out to make sure everything is compliant from day one.
And then there are the analysts, those data detectives.
Right.
They need to be able to look at data practices and really understand what they're seeing.
Yeah.
Having that CCPA knowledge would be pretty crucial for them, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, they are responsible for spotting risks, right?
Yeah.
Potential problems before they become major issues.
They're like canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah, and then there are the auditors, right? They're the ones who make sure everyone's actually following the rules, keeping the organization in check.
They make sure no one's cutting corners, keeping everyone honest. It seems like these training materials really highlight how many different roles and departments are involved in CCPA compliance. It's not just an IT issue or a legal issue, it's really a company-wide thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's everyone's responsibility, really, and it's not just about going through the motions either. I noticed the materials talked a lot about this shift toward building a culture of respect for data privacy, which I thought was interesting.
Right. Like it's one thing to follow the rules because you have to, but it's totally different to have that respect ingrained in the way a company operates.
Exactly.
It seems like the training is designed to help facilitate that shift in thinking.
Yeah, for sure. And that shift can be good for business too. These days, people are a lot more aware of data privacy than they used to be. So companies that prioritize it, they can really build trust with consumers, maybe even get a leg up on the competition.
Absolutely. So it's not just about avoiding lawsuits, it's about building consumer confidence. Do these materials actually go into how to create that kind of culture?
They touch on a few key things, yeah. One is continuous learning. They really emphasize that training shouldn't just be a one-time thing.
Right, because data privacy is always evolving.
Exactly. New regulations, new tech, new best practices. It's constantly changing.
So you can't just learn about it once and be done. It's a constant process of staying up to date.
Exactly. And the materials also talk about how important it is for leadership to be very clear about their commitment to data privacy. When employees understand what's expected of them and why it matters, they're more likely to get on board.
So it's about making data privacy part of the company's DNA, not just an afterthought. But, you know, changing a company's culture, that's a big task. What about employees who are resistant to that kind of change?
Well, the materials suggest addressing those concerns directly. You know, really explain the why behind CCPA compliance. Explain how it benefits the consumer and the company.
Right. So you're connecting data privacy with the company's overall success. It's not just an extra burden or a chore.
Right. And it's about making employees feel empowered, like they're part of the solution. You know, encourage them to ask questions, raise concerns, share ideas, make it a team effort.
I like that. When people feel included, they're more likely to buy in. You know, we've talked a lot about the business side of things, but what about the consumers? How does CCPA actually impact them directly?
Yeah, that's really what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
The CCPA was designed to empower consumers, give them more control over their own information.
Exactly.
It gives them a voice, a way to say, hey, this is my data. I deserve to know how it's being used.
Right, because for a long time, consumers haven't really had a say in how companies collect, use, and share their data.
It's true. But the CCPA shines a light on those practices and gives people the tools to actually do something about it. Requesting access to their data, having it deleted, opting out of data sales, it all puts the power back in the hands of the individual.
Definitely seems like a much needed shift in the balance of power. Do the materials mention how consumers are reacting to the CCPA? Are they actually using these new rights they've been given?
They do. It sounds like consumers are becoming more aware of their rights, and they're not afraid to use them. Like, we're seeing a lot more data access requests and opt-out requests, which means people are paying attention and taking an active role in managing their data.
I love that. That's really encouraging to hear. It seems like the CCPA has sparked a movement, not just in California, but across the country. We're seeing other states pass similar data privacy laws.
Absolutely. The CCPA set a precedent, you know. It proved that strong data privacy laws can exist without stifling innovation or the economy. And that's been really inspiring to lawmakers in other states.
So even though we're focusing on the CCPA in this deep dive, it's important to see it as part of this much larger movement toward data privacy.
Oh, absolutely. It's a global movement, really.
Yeah.
The CCPA has sparked conversations and even legislative action all over the world. We're seeing this growing consensus that data privacy is a fundamental right.
Yeah, it's a new era for data privacy, for sure. Before we move on, I want to circle back to those specific consumer rights under the CCPA. We've touched on them, but I think it's worth unpacking them a little more.
Yeah, good idea.
Let's start with the right to know. What are the key things people should understand about that?
Okay, so the right to know is all about transparency.
Yeah.
Right? It gives consumers the power to ask companies specific questions about their data practices. So they can request to see the exact pieces of information that a company has collected about them. No more wondering what's being held where. And they can ask about the types of information collected, where it came from, why it was collected.
So you're saying they're not limited to just a general inquiry. They can get pretty specific.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And really importantly, they can find out if their data has been shared or sold, and if so, who it was given to.
Uh-huh.
The CCPA makes it very clear. Businesses have to be upfront about all of this.
That level of transparency is pretty huge.
It is.
It takes away the guesswork and lets people make informed decisions about their data.
Exactly. For too long, companies have been able to operate in secret when it comes to data collection and how they're using it. The CCPA forces them to be more accountable.
It's about time. Okay, so that's transparency with the right to know. What about the right to delete? How does that work? Is it really as simple as it sounds?
It pretty much is. Basically, the right to delete lets consumers request that a business completely delete their personal information. Of course, there are some exceptions to make sure businesses can still follow the law.
So it's not an absolute right to delete?
Right.
There are going to be situations where a business has a legitimate reason to hold on to some information.
Yeah. Like maybe a company needs to keep certain transaction details for taxes, even if a customer closes their account.
Makes sense.
Or if they suspect fraud, they might need to hold on to data for an investigation.
Right, so it's a balancing act, protecting consumer privacy while also letting businesses operate responsibly. What about the right to opt out? That one seems especially important these days with all the targeted advertising and data brokers out there.
It's a big one, for sure. The right to opt out is all about giving people more control over how their information is shared, especially when it comes to selling data. It basically lets them put up a big do not sell my data sign.
Yeah, it's like putting up a fence around your data.
Exactly. And, you know, while the CCPA doesn't ban data sharing outright, it makes it clear that businesses have to be transparent about it. They have to give consumers a way to opt out if that's what they want.
It gives consumers a voice.
Yeah.
It forces companies to think twice about how they're sharing people's information. We're actually getting close to the end of our deep dive here, but before we wrap up, there's one more thing I wanted to touch on from these training materials.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
They really emphasize ongoing training and education, like, a lot. It seems like they're saying this isn't a one-and-done type of thing.
Oh, you're right. And they're right to emphasize it. CCPA compliance, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Things are constantly evolving.
Makes sense.
New threats pop up all the time. Best practices change. Businesses need to stay informed.
So it's not enough to just train employees once and assume they're good to go?
Definitely not.
There needs to be a system in place for ongoing learning and development. What are some good ways to do that?
Well, regular training sessions are a good start. But it's also about building awareness. That could mean internal newsletters, creating some useful online resources, maybe even some creative campaigns to keep data privacy top of mind.
So it's really about weaving data privacy into the fabric of the company culture, making it everybody's business.
Exactly. It can't just be the responsibility of the legal team or IT. It's everyone's job.
And when everyone's invested in data privacy, that's when you start to see real change happen.
Wow, we really covered a lot of ground on the CCPA today.
We did.
We talked about what sparked the whole thing, the specific rules, even the bigger picture of how it's changing company culture.
It's pretty amazing how much data privacy has become such a focal point in, well, in everything, really.
It really has. And those training materials you sent, those were really insightful.
Yeah, they were well put together. They really show how businesses can not only follow the CCPA rules, but create a culture where consumer data is valued and protected.
Definitely. And that cultural shift, I think that's key here. You know, it's one thing to follow the rules because someone's making you.
Yeah.
But it's a whole other level to have that respect for data privacy built into the DNA of the company, right?
Absolutely. It's like, are you just checking boxes or are you really committed to doing things the right way?
Exactly. And I think that's really what these training materials are getting at. It's not just about a checklist of rules. It's about a whole new approach to handling data ethically and responsibly.
Which is better for everyone in the long run, right?
Right. Consumers feel better, more empowered, and businesses build trust, improve their reputation.
It's a win-win. And it shows that data privacy isn't just about legalities or tech. It's about doing the right thing.
I like that. It's about doing the right thing.
So as we wrap up here, is there any final thought you want to leave our listeners with? Something for them to think about, maybe explore further?
You know, one thing that really got me when I was looking through these materials was how much they emphasized individual responsibility. I mean, yeah, the CCPA puts rules on businesses, but it also gives individuals more control over their own data. So I'd say, don't just get caught up in the how-to of complying with the law. Take some time to think about what this shift in data means, you know, at a deeper level. How can each of us be more aware of our own data trail? And how can we make smarter choices about the information we share? It's something we all need to be thinking about as we move forward in this world that's just becoming more and more data-driven.
That's a great point, a great point to end on. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Happy to be here.
And to our listeners, thank you for sending us these thought-provoking training materials. Hopefully, this deep dive has given you some valuable things to think about and maybe even sparked some new ideas. But remember, the world of data privacy is constantly evolving, so stay curious, stay informed, and keep those good questions coming.